Did you all make your own clothes, or did you go and buy your clothes?
No. We bought some, but we also had a herd of sheep. We would share them and send the wool, and they would send us in place woolen material. Mm. And then Mother would make some of the clothes, but she couldn't make, say, a suit or anything. We would buy her coats and suits. That she could make. She made us trousers sometimes, but we had to buy most of our suits.
What do you call grass and things that grow up in a cotton field when you don't want them to? You know, you've got
weeds and grass.
And now, cotton and corn, the things you grew, you'd say that you plant and grow them in a, what would you call that plot of land that you're growing them in?
Well, it would be a cotton field, a corn field, and you would reap your harvest. In other words, when the cotton matured, you'd pick cotton, and you'd go out and your corn, you would pull corn, gather it.
Mm-hmm. And if you, I know you didn't grow this, but if you grew tobacco, would you be growing tobacco in a field?
Oh, yeah.
In a field? What things would you say are grown in a patch?
What?
Okay, some people call, you know, like a smaller field, they'll call it a patch.
Well,
if you had a patch, what would you grow in it?
Well, that was like I was talking about
little gardens.
Little peanuts and turnips and cabbage and garden, patch.
Those little gardens. Okay. And now, what kind of fences did you have around the yards and the gardens?
Fence?
Fences, yeah.
Well, around the principal farm, we had what we call a barbed wire fence. That covered. That'd just be maybe a couple, three, not over three strands of barbed wire around the house for improvements and appearance and everything. We had what we'd call a picket fence.
And
we'd enclose the yard and all around the house.
I can't remember, what does a picket fence look like?
It's just little
wooden slats.
Wooden slats up and trimmed and put around all the way around. You'd have a gate, the entrance.
Was it painted white?
Hmm?
Did you paint it white?
Most of them were painted white, yeah.
Painted white? Okay. And you told me that you had that wire fence, right?
Yeah.
What's the name of that? I can't
remember. Barbed wire.
Barbed wire, yeah. And can you name any other fences besides picket fences that might be made with wood? You know, like the ones when you have split rails and they're laid sort of zigzaggy fashion.
Well, that's what you call it, a rail fence.
Okay. And when you set up the barbed wire fence that you set up, you had to dig big holes to put in the things that help. And now, did you ever have a fence or a wall that was made of loose stone and rock that you removed from the field?
yes, we had a rock wall around our, just outside of a yard to protect our yard to keep it from washing away. In other words, it was more of a protection, but it was just made of stone that we picked up on the farm and brought it in and